Power 94, that be JTT. It's the homie Big Tula. You have entered the chat. And today I have Everyday Cam and the champ, Avius Griffin. How you doing, man?
What's going on? What's going on? What's going down?
You doing all right?
All good, man. We back.
All right. We got the belt in the building with us. Brand new. You can still smell the leather. It's heavier than I thought it would be.
Yeah. A little heavy, huh?
Yeah, this is all real. Because that's the real deal.
Hard work, man. Dedication.
The WBC US champ is in the building. So Thursday you had a fight, New York City.
Yep, Sunny Hall, New York, Times Square. It was nice, man.
I was tuned in. I saw my homie was there. He was sending us footage. So we got the exclusive. So we got to see behind the scenes. So, yeah, man, we got to see you put in the work, bring home the belt. So tell me about it. How did it feel?
Oh, man, it felt good, man. Everybody came out. People flew out, even though all these crazy plane crashes going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So that felt good, you know, to see everybody still supporting. Show up and show out, and you would have thought it was Chattanooga, man. How they was in there, man. They was live in there.
Hey, well, we are proud of you, man. The whole city's proud of you. Like you said, everybody that went and showed up, plus everybody that was tuning in. When I was looking at the stories, I was seeing everybody watching it through pay per view or actually there in person. So I know the city was rocking with everybody.
Yeah,
everybody's
betting
loving
on FanDuel. Everybody called me like, "Hell, man, you got me some money, man.
I won $7,000.
I won $10,000. I won $4,000." I'm like, "Yeah."
You're 17-0, 16 knockouts. Just going back to your story and where this all started, and then to be able to bring that home. You posted a picture when you were in the little knockouts, the little junior, little kid league, and now here you are back here with us with the belt. And you said you was going to do this, so we've been walking up down. I think you came up here when you were 13-0, was 14-0?
And then 13, 14, yeah, yeah. Right before my 14-0. Yeah, yeah.
And so you've done everything you said you were going to do. What was it like, Cam, to be there?
Oh, it was electric. It was electric, man. Kind of like take a good barbecue and mix it with a wedding or something. Everybody turned up, having a good time. It was a lot of love, but at the same time, it's pugilism. So yeah, I was ready
to get down, ready to see it, ready to sweat a little bit, you know. Got there, my man had some work for me, you know, came back, got a chance to meet his spectacular coach. Mm-hmm. Best on the planet right now.
Yeah.
Get some work done with him. So, man, it was special.
Okay, if anybody don't know, tell us about the whole team and everything.
Yeah, man, I'm with Brian Bomack, man, Coach of the Year, alongside Coach Esau, Coach Red, Coach Bernie. I had Coach Bomack and Bernie with me at my last fight. Coach Esau and Coach Red was training the other guys because we got a lot of guys in camp right now. And,
drop some of the names. Go ahead. Let them know who else is with you.
Lester Martinez got a WBC title at 68. And the Keyshawn brothers, Olympian fighters. You know, Keyshawn won the silver medals for us, for America and Olympic. Terrence Crawford, of course, pound for pound, number one.
Yeah.
Fighter in the world. He finna fight Canelo, man, September. I told him to get me on the undercard, so hopefully we can
make that happen.
Our Las Vegas debut, man, on the Canelo Bud undercard. That'll be a blessing.
So speaking of that, tell us what you got coming up. I know you wouldn't want to enjoy the win right now, but what's on your mind? What you looking forward to?
Right now, like you said, we just enjoying the win, man. We're gonna get back in the lab, and now that we just got this first little hardware, we just trying to knock towards a world title, and hopefully by the end of the year we can end up in a title eliminator, or if not a title shot, going into 2026. Sure. So we're just trying to find the right platform, man. We're promoting a free agent, but we got promoters calling now, man. We got all the promoters tapping in with my manager. So we just we're doing a lot of negotiating right now, trying to see, can I find me a promoter home and go to the next level.
You got a lot of stuff coming up. You got, again, you're just enjoying the win. You're going by the show, you hollering all the family and all the friends and everything.
Yeah, yesterday, we was at the graveyard. You know, I lost my dad, so I brought the belt to the graveyard yesterday. My family and friends met me out there, and it was a cool moment. We was out there like two of the clothes, man. Like 4 to 6, just out there chilling, you know.
You have a backstory, the different things you went through, but some of those dark days when you were locked down and you didn't know what was going to happen. Did you dream that this coming true? Finally, the things that you had been dreaming about.
Definitely all a part of it, man. Even in those dark moments, I still saw the light of these type of days right here. So when I got out of jail, it made it more easier just to, you know, focus and just lock back in, man. And we've been doing this 3 years now, consistently fighting, 3 years training. I've been in Vegas, and in 3 years we done seen to conquer our first title, man, to many more, and we're gonna bring the world title home back soon.
So tell everybody how they can follow you, everybody, where they can get your story, and then also keep up with everything that you got going moving forward.
I have a website, theunderdog.com. On my Instagram page, Avius Griffin, in my bio, it's a link to my story as well. You can go on there and read. It's shirts on there. I have a lot of pictures on there, upcoming events and things like that. theunderdog.com. That's my website. You can just Google that and everything will pull up right there.
And then if they want to follow you, Cam, you know, you got you across the board. You do all sports training for everything. This man got it all. Tell us how they can reach you and follow you, what you got going on.
Easiest way to catch me, I mean, you can WhatsApp and all that, but the easiest way to catch me is on Instagram, EverydayCam1.
EverydayCam1.
That's the easiest way to get me.
And it doesn't matter if they're doing wrestling, tennis, boxing, football, basketball,
Dancing with the Stars,
baseball, whatever. You got it all. DJing, because he got me in there working.
Get your hands faster.
Yeah, I can use a mouse a lot better now. Thank you.
Cam came back and stressed me out before the fight.
I saw that.
I appreciate that, man. You know, he came and got me loose.
Yeah.
Got me right, man. They didn't give him no hard time. Brought him to the back. That's a different type of vibe. You know, that's a different type of vibe, you know, to come before the storm. You know, a lot of people don't get to experience that type of vibe. You know, y'all get to just see me come out and just come out and perform. During those times before my fight, it's like a real special moment. You know, I always get teared up for some reason. I don't know if it's just everything that I've been through in life, you know what I'm saying? But like, it never fails. Like, so those are like little special moments to me right there. Like before the fights, I always just tear up for some reason. I let a little tears out. But then once I get the tears out, I'll be ready to go. But I don't know what that is yet. But it's been happening for like...
Well, you said it last time you were here. You said that it's kind of crazy the mind frame you got to get yourself into, because here you are traveling to go fight somebody that ain't done nothing to you.
Yeah.
That ain't got no... Yeah, you really ain't got no reason, no beef or nothing with him other than he's standing in the way of you to get something.
Right.
So I think that's probably part of it. And then also, like you said, your story, everything you've been through. I mean, you got a movie. You're sitting on a movie. You're sitting on a you're sitting on a miniseries or something, for real.
Called Tyler Perry. Baby.
Yeah. The things you've been through and what you're doing with it. So talk to the youth out there. There's somebody out there right now that's wanting to be where you're at, that's going through some hard times. I think maybe this ain't going to work out for me. If anybody can tell somebody how it's going to work out, you can.
Those that ain't going to work, man, I feel like I'm treading in place and I don't want to go through it. I don't want to do this. All those days are just a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
So I just tell someone just to embrace it all, you know, in the days that you don't want to work, them the days that you got to make sure that you work. Them are going to be the days that pay off the most. You know what I'm saying? And I was in that spot, man. I felt like I wasn't getting seen, or damn, this guy getting most attention to me. Why this guy ain't said my name? But regardless of all those things, I know that comparison is a thief of all joy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't compare your life and your road to no one else's. You know, everybody got their own destination and you the driver. So you got to just go through your ropes, man. But regardless of what's going on, you got to put that grind in every day, as I preach. You got to do something towards something that you want to do, no matter what it is. If you want to be a book writer, you need to write every day. You want to rap, you need to rap every day. Whatever. Mm-hmm. If you want to dance, you need to get in the mirror. Whatever. Whatever you want to do, you got to do something towards that every day, even on those days that you don't want to do nothing. And it'll pay off, man. You know, it'll pay off. Come a long way. I come over a lot of obstacles, and I'm just like the next person. I tell all my friends and family that all the time, man. I'm the same guy. I'm the same person, you know. I'm always keeping core with my fans and my home. I never changed up on the city, for sure.
And so, Cam, what do you got to tell them out there? You've been around some champions. You've been around Super Bowls. You've been around WBC champions now. So tell us, they need to hear about this to keep moving it so they can bring home something like this.
One thing about boxing, man, when you win, it's a little different than most other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, they won two.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't win the third one.
Right.
Nobody's tripping on that because they got two from the last go-arounds at it. Boxing, once you start collecting these and you keeping them, and you get another one, and you beat somebody else and get another one, gotta stay that way. Gotta stay that way to keep eating on the level that you're eating on. So it's a little bit tougher. So part of the reason I got him come in and talk to the guys is so that they can understand that, because they see with a championship already.
Right.
And then you got all these guys and trying to pick you off.
Right.
So you have to, what better guy than to come in and say, hey, I'm here now, and I plan on staying here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like he said, that's the difference. You take a guy out there by himself, you know, anything happening in the fight, you got managers, you got trainers, you got guys that stretch you, you got your nutrition, you got the water guys, you got everybody that's contributing a small piece to the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's him in the ring. He got to do what he's supposed to do. So you take an individual guy like that, talk to a team, it becomes easy for the team to understand. It's a bunch of us together. We can get this goal done, because this guy used to getting it done by himself.
Yeah.
So that's the main aspect of it, man. When you see somebody get to this level where they start collecting belts and championships, and they on TV and they got moms in the crowd and all the people that's been there watching them go through the bull and everything that they had to go through. When you got that, it's a different level, and you want to stay there. He not going to stop working.
Yeah. No days off.
Understand that. It's not going to be, you're going to get a couple of days off. You know what I'm saying?
No easier than this.
Yeah. Gotta go.
hey, we proud of you, man. Proud of everything you've done. And we continue to look forward to seeing what else you bring home to the city. We know there's more coming. So, hey, go ahead, tell them that website and that Instagram one more time.
Avious Griffin on Instagram, man. A-V-I-O-U-S Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N-T-H-A underdog, theunderdog.com, man. Go tune in to my website, link in my bio, get on my story, get on my links in my bio, man. I fight for y'all. Y'all continue to keep supporting me. I'm going to support y'all. Chattanooga, stand up.
All right, appreciate y'all coming through, man. The champ is in the building. Appreciate you.